and welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. The Prime Minister is talking up his government's new subsidy policy aimed at helping Australia join the global clean energy race. Anthony Albanese has unveiled plans for a Future Made in Australia Act, proposing taxpayer-funded incentive to advance renewable energy industries. He says Australia can't afford to sit on its hands.
The preparation for what comes next has to start now. This means looking at how government procurement can support small business and local manufacturing, as well as sustainability and the circular economy.
But Liberal leader Peter Dutton says businesses are moving offshore because of high energy and labour costs.
When I hear about him talking on Made in Australia, I hear the same message that he gave to the Australian people on delivering a $275 cut to your power bill. It's just not going to happen. He's promising Australia-made solar panels. It's not going to happen.
Key recommendations of an NDIS review are being rejected by the disability community. 70% of respondents in a recent survey believe reforms on mandated registration will limit participants' choice and control. Around 15,000 service providers are currently registered, but more than 150,000 are not. The husband of missing Ballarat mother Samantha Murphy says he has been out looking for her every day as police launch a new search for the 51-year-old. It's been more than 2 months since the mum of three was last seen leaving her home to go for a run, while a 22-year-old has already been charged with her murder. And more than 700 kilos of Xanax has been discovered in a storage unit in Sydney's West. Detectives say the seizure is worth $12 million. Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, and track and field athletes will be the first Olympians to receive prize money for winning gold at the Games. World Athletics will pay $76,000 Australian dollars to winners across 48 events on the track and field program at the Paris Olympics. And Australian surfer Molly Picklum has won her first heat at the Margaret River Pro. In your entertainment news now, Prince William has returned to social media for the first time since wife Kate Middleton shared her cancer diagnosis. The 41-year-old taking to Instagram to honour English footballer Rachel Daly, who's retiring from the women's national team. Jeff Bezos and his fiancée Lauren Sanchez have joined a host of stars at the White House for a dinner to honour the Japanese Prime Minister. The Amazon boss remained tight-lipped, though, when asked whether he would be offering money to Joe Biden's re-election campaign. And 5 months after welcoming her son Rocky, and Kourtney Kardashian has posted a touching note to new mums on her Insta page. The 44-year-old star reminding new mums to ignore the pressure to get back to their pre-pregnancy body, saying it just isn't realistic. And that's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson.